Hey there, Wild One. Welcome to Day 7, the final day of Wild Ways Week. It's a 7-day journey to help you discover how you're wired to unlearn, rebuild, and live on purpose. And today, we meet the Wild Blend. If you read your quiz results and thought, honestly, I could have picked 3 of these answers. Or if you did, and your score looks more like a tide game or a constellation bracket, you, my friend, are a Wild Blend. This one's for the in-betweeners, the bridge walkers, the ones who don't fit into a single box. Because you're not meant to. You're not confused. You're complex. And your blend, it's not a loophole. It was by design. It's a superpower. If you haven't taken the quiz yet, hit pause and take it at wildlyintentional.com. It'll help you find your wild way. The Wild Blend refuses to be boxed in, and rightly so. This name honors those who didn't pick one lane because they live at the intersection of many. These folks' beautiful blends of maverick, rooted seeker, they have a dash of reform, they're part creativity, all heart. Wild blends are cross-category humans who tend to be multidimensional, layered, and often in transition. They are complex, dynamic, and often misunderstood in a world that loves clarity over nuance. But here, we celebrate the wild blend because sometimes the truest thing isn't one type. So if you've ever felt too much or too layered, or hard to pin down, this name was made for you. Wild blends are the ones who want soul and strategy. They crave rhythm and rebellion. They need space and clarity. They blend ideas, personas, seasons, and roles fluidly. They might relate to 3 or 4 personas at once because life is layered and so are they. Like Rachel, who messaged me to say, I thought something was wrong with me for not fitting into one clear type. But now I realize maybe I'm the bridge. Maybe I'm here to hold it all. Or Phil, a creative builder and restless reformer and rooted seeker, who's blending soul with strategy, and he's doing it on his terms. These aren't edge cases. They're the heart of this community. And then there's Sarah, a curious unlearner and maverick, who's not just questioning the system, she's mothering and living outside of it. In fact, 5 Sarahs have taken the quiz so far, and they each have a curious unlearner trait. So before we dive into what's possible today, let's get honest about what's hard. These are the friction points, the places that might feel familiar if this is your wild way. Wild blends tend to feel too much or not focused enough. They can get frustrated when a single framework isn't fitting them. They have difficulty choosing where to start or what to prioritize. Feeling unseen in spaces that ask them to niche down or to simplify. If you've felt that tension, it's probably because something in you knows what could be, what you're wired for. This is what you're actually reaching for. Language that makes sense. Permission to hold space to make up your mind about things. A wide enough container for your layered identity. Support that honors complexity without overcomplicating things. And when that longing is honored, when this wild way is actually lived, something powerful happens. Here's what transformation can look like for this type. Wild blends thrive when they realize they're not behind. They're building things differently. They don't need to choose a lane. They're paving a new path. Their wild blend is what makes them uniquely qualified to build bridges, connect the dots, and model integrated living. Transformation for wild blends comes when they stop trying to fit in and instead start rooting down. I always like to end with a question, not to solve it, but to have it to sit with. Because insight starts when we pause long enough to listen. So if you're a wild blend, here's your reflection prompt for the day. What would it feel like to honor all the parts of you without needing to simplify them for someone else? You might be a wild blend if you scored within 1 point of multiple personas. You love multiple episodes for different reasons. You're craving tools that meet you where you are, not just where a type says that you should be. You've always felt like a hybrid, a bridge, a layered soul in a black and white world. If you're feeling seen by the wild blend, there's more waiting for you. In fact, truly all of the series might speak to you. It depends on what season you're in. But I do want to tell you three of the most popular episodes I have to date. Episode 3, Bloodlines and Storylines, Lessons from Our Family Histories and Ancestral Wisdom. Episode 2, where I bring my husband Tom in and we talk about the Wolfpack Way, how we created family values that raise resilient kids. And a Wildfire Roundtable episode called Bringing Back the 90s, Why Pizza and Presents is Our Favorite Weekly Ritual. You don't have to pick a lane. You don't have to fit a mold. You are already building something sacred in your own way. Your wild blend isn't indecision. It's integration. So listen to what lights you up. Follow what feels resonant. And trust the shape of your own becoming. Thank you so much for spending this week with me. Whether you've listened to one episode or all 7, I'm so glad that you've spent time here with me. And if you have taken the Wild Way quiz, I want you to know, I see you. And knowing who's here helps me build something even better. Now I'm not just talking about more content. I'm talking about building content that gets you, things that you resonate with, what speaks into your life with honesty, permission, and purpose. My goal is not to be just another voice in your feed. I want to be the voice that reminds you you're not alone, you're not crazy, and you're not behind. You're right on time. This is just the beginning, my friend. And to help you move from insight to action, I've created tools over at wildlyintentional.com/tools. It's also linked in the show notes. I'm always building more as we go. That's the creative builder in me. So what you need may be coming next. If an episode resonates with you, send it to a friend. Start the ripple. These aren't just conversations. They're catalysts for change. And if you haven't yet, make sure you're following the show because I've always got something up my sleeve. And I can't wait to keep walking this path with you. Until then, stay rooted, be brave, and live wildly intentional.